The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. I'm your host, David Geiger, and this week we go over investing in the next generation of agriculture through the Missouri Corn Scholarship Program. Joining us is Brian Willott, a Missouri Corn Board member from Mexico, Missouri, also a Missouri Corn Scholarship Committee chair. We'll talk about who's eligible, how students can apply, and why these scholarships matter to Missouri's farm families. A chat with him in a moment.
Times are tough, but we, Missouri corn growers, we are resilient. We're advocating for our future with access to markets, education, and partnerships that drive growth. By collaborating with policymakers and partners, we're working together to build a stronger, sustainable future for growers and our communities. We are Missouri corn growers, strong, united, and making a difference. Join us. Visit mocorn.org and become a member today.
Now, applications are open for the 2026 Missouri Corn Scholarships, and joining us to talk about that is Brian Willott, Missouri Corn Scholarship Committee Chair and Board Member of the Missouri Corn Growers Association. Brian, first off, who is eligible to apply for the 2026 Missouri Corn Scholarships?
The scholarships are open to high school seniors and also to college juniors who are pursuing a degree in an ag-related field. They have to be from Missouri. They have to be some Missouri farm or from a rural area, and we're pretty open to that definition. The high school winners will get the funds for their freshman year of college, and the college winners will get their funds for their senior year of college.
When you're looking at these scholarships that are awarded, what type of support are the recipients getting?
We're going to do 7 scholarships this year. They're $1,000 each. The money will come in 2026. And those funds are to be applied directly to their college expenses. So freshman year expenses for the high school recipients and college expenses for the junior recipients. And it's just part of our long-term commitment to the people of this state, giving back to the communities that support us.
I take it you've been able to meet some of these students then over the past few years that you've been a part of the Missouri Corn Growers Association. How is that experience like?
Oh, it's great. I got to tell you, it's hard to pick a winner. There are some great kids in this state. We get a lot of applications, you know, not overwhelming numbers, so please do apply. But you get to meet and see some really great young people in this state. And it's a labor of love to go through these applications and see all the people out there in the state that are interested in careers in agriculture.
Really get to support that next generation in that way. So what does that application process involve? How do you suggest students prepare for it?
Go to our website, look under the education tab, and there you'll find all the information. It's pretty simple. It's like any other scholarship anymore. There's an application form. We do need to see an official transcript. And then we need at least one letter of recommendation. Please get a letter of recommendation from someone that knows you and knows your strengths. It can be a teacher, a coach, a counselor. But those letters of recommendation, I know it's not always fun to ask people for those, but they are important for us to really get a whole idea of the people that we're looking at.
Brian, why is it Missouri Corn continues to invest in scholarships year after year?
Missouri Corn, we believe in investing in the next generation of ag professionals. This strengthens the future of farming, and it strengthens the rural Missouri. It helps these young people defray some of their expenses when they're looking at careers in, you know, agronomy, agribusiness, livestock, precision ag, anything through engineering and robotics. So this is a way for us to invest in the future of our state.
Aside from the scholarships, which I appreciate you going over, are there other options to have on the radar for students and parents out there in Missouri?
Yeah, we have a couple other things going on. First, there's always available on our website some materials we call Corn in the Classroom. They're geared more toward the younger kids, but the Corn in the Classroom materials are available year-round from our website. And then also more for high school seniors, we do something called Hype Academy, which is a leadership training program. It's 3 days to explain to people exactly how Missouri Corn does advocacy work and train young people into doing advocacy work. The Hype applications, that's H-Y-P-E, Hype, those will be available soon through the Missouri FFA website. And the people that can apply for that one are high school seniors.
Brian Willott is a Missouri Corn board member, also a Missouri Corn Scholarship Committee chair. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And you can stay up to date on these topics and more with the latest from Missouri Corn by following our social media channels or visiting mocorn.org. That's mocorn.org.